USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
So far, stocks have shrugged off another bad weekly jobless claims report. Stocks have been trading higher through the morning despite another 3.2 million Americans filing for first-time unemployment claims last week. Because of the virus pandemic, it brings the number of initial jobless claims to over 33 million since the pandemic began.
China's cover-up directly led to this crisis.
Republican U.S. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy there.
The Communist Party of China hid the seriousness of this disease, led a propaganda campaign blaming the U.S.
Telling reporters this morning that China is continuing to deny scientists from the U.S. entry so as to research the origins of the virus. One of President Trump's personal valets at the White House now testing positive for COVID-19. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
Once you start taking it, if you stop, you realize how much it was helping you because all those pains and stuff start coming back.
I've always felt very tired and I just don't have any energy, and that's all changed. I can't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley is urging the Trump administration to break economic dependence on China. The former South Carolina governor saying China not only hoarded personal protection equipment before announcing the COVID-19 outbreak, but also is hoping to profit from its monopoly on the global economy.
I hate that it came to this for people to start taking notice of China. We started putting our heels on China's neck at the UN 2 years ago. We were basically stopping them from infiltrating what we saw them doing around the world.
In the U.S., over 90% of common pharmaceuticals, from antibiotics to even ibuprofen, are made in China. In Florida, over 1,000 people are under evacuation orders because of an out-of-control wildfire in the Panhandle. The five-mile swamp fires burned about 250 acres near Pensacola. It's nearly 40% contained. And this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Questions being raised about one aspect of the Trump administration's coronavirus pandemic response, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Questions are being raised about how President Trump's son-in-law arranged for young volunteers from Wall Street to help the government quickly obtain needed medical gear. It's now the subject of a whistleblower complaint. The president describes the team recruited by Jared Kushner as brilliant young people.
Some people would say nerds.
But to California Democratic Congressman Ro Khanna, the team was completely unqualified. Coming mainly from the worlds of finance and corporate consulting, the volunteers were tasked with getting leads on masks, gloves, gowns, and ventilators for FEMA to purchase. But close to 70% of the leads were dead ends. Khanna believes the arrangement complicated FEMA's ability to obtain needed supplies.
Why are we not relying on people who are experts?
President Trump says,
I think they did an incredible job.
And former superstar quarterback Brett Favre returning money he didn't actually earn. The Mississippi State auditor saying Favre will give back $1.1 million he had received for speeches he never gave. In fact, he's already paid $500,000 back. This after a report showed the money was part of a total of $94 million that was either misspent or wasted in the state of Mississippi. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.